Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
Now, many of us know today that back in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul the Apostle said that he didn't accept gifts from the Corinthian church because, well, he didn't want them to accuse him of preaching only to get their money. However, Paul does maintain that it was and is the church's responsibility to support their ministers. So herein he is accepting today the Philippian gift because they gave it willingly, and certainly he was in need. Are you content today in any situation? Because Paul knew how to be content whether he had much or a little. Now, the secret for him was Christ's power in his life. You have to ask yourself, do you also have that kind of mojo going on today? I mean, do you have great needs? Are you discontented with what you don't have? We need to learn to trust God and rely on His promises and His power to help us not only to provide what we need, but to be content with what we don't have. We're in verse 10 of chapter 4 of the book of Philippians today, and Paul says, "How grateful I am and how I praise the Lord that you're helping me again. I know you've always been anxious to send what you could, but for a while you didn't have the chance. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to get along happily, whether I have much or little. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I've learned the secret of contentment in every situation, whether it be a full stomach or hunger, plenty or want." Now you need to realize at this point, at this juncture in the letter, it had been 10 years since Paul had founded this church there in Philippi. And when he had moved on to minister elsewhere in Macedonia cities like Thessalonica and Berea, the Philippians, they still backed him financially as well as spiritually. And then Paul even moved on beyond that to Achaia and Athens and Corinth. And again, the Philippian church continued to support him. You see, this church clearly didn't need to be poked and prodded to loosen their purse strings. They were willing and even desirous to do so. Clearly, they wanted to be a part of what Paul was doing and, I guess, ultimately what God was doing. Apparently, however, and for some reason, they hadn't had a chance to get into the game recently, but now they found the opportunity again to send Paul some financial support. Now, notice Paul's language. By what he's saying, it's clear that he wasn't dying on the vine. I mean, here was a man who, by his own admission, knew how to survive on a little as well as a lot. So he was standing okay at the point of writing this letter. However, he did receive this gift, one that he now attributes to having been given to him, not by the Philippians, but by God. And indeed it was, and indeed it always is. No doubt Paul was happy and blessed to receive the support from this church. It no doubt made his imprisonment go a little easier, but the joy that he was experiencing by the language was seemingly more about the fact that the people were still there, that they were still behind him and backing him more than the fact that he got this unexpected check in the mail. J. Vernon McGee says that the letter to the Philippians was really a thank you note. So Paul is finally now getting around to the thank you part after talking and praising and instructing and worshiping for over four chapters. Again, Paul didn't send out an SOS to these guys. He didn't go out to the churches to drum up some mission support. Nah, this church just clearly had a fire in their belly. They wanted to be a part of what God was doing. They were apparently actively looking for the opportunity to be a part of what God was doing. I think that reflects a great deal of maturity in people. These guys gave simply because they wanted to, not out of obligation. Now Paul, he indeed was a warrior. He survived and he continued in ministry whether he had a lot or whether he had a little. He had found the true source of joy, and it wasn't coming from outward circumstances or possessions or status. Now it seems here in the West that most of us are kind of slow to realize and acknowledge our state of blessing. God has given us a chance, perhaps like no other place on earth, to actively be a part of ministry around the world. I mean, let's face it, we are richer than most and freer than most, so we have an opportunity to engage a lost and dying world both financially and physically, and to do so in a very profound way. But our comfort and our often prosperity has most often made us rather lethargic and selfish instead. Instead of living simply and kingdom-centered, we just keep raising our standard of living to a place where cable TV and internet and air conditioning, fast food, entertainment, it's all a necessity now instead of the luxury that it is in truth. When we then feel we cannot afford to be financially part of God's work, locally or overseas, and we are unwilling to cut free from the American dream with our two kids and two cars and our iPhone and our nice house, well, everything comes to a screeching halt, at least in us. This, in light of the Philippian church, just expresses the immaturity of the broader American church today, and sadly, much of the developing world sees us as God's chosen and God's blessed, and when nothing really could be further from the truth. Look, gang, we need to stop looking at the Great Commission as being directed at everyone else, and we need to embrace it as our own, personal and requiring a personal response.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.